Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Camille Bianchi. A Japanese company will build the Royal Australian Navy's new warships, which will cost $10 billion. Mitsubishi Heavy Industries is the company that will make the ships. They will replace ships which have been used since the end of World War II. Defence Minister Richard Miles says this deal is a sign of a strong relationship with Japan.
What we see is a really significant defence industry dimension to that relationship. This is clearly the biggest defence industry agreement that will ever have been struck between Japan and Australia. In fact, it's really one of the biggest defence exports that Japan has ever engaged in. And as I say, it is a very significant moment in our bilateral relationship.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will meet with his government this week to talk about what the military will do next. Mr. Netanyahu is under pressure to sign a peace deal with Hamas to stop the war in Gaza. 50 hostages remain in Gaza. At least 20 are believed to be alive. Mr. Netanyahu says new videos of the hostages have made him more determined to beat Hamas.
We must continue to stand together and fight together to achieve the war goals we have set, all of them. The defeat of the enemy, the release of our hostages, and the assurance that Gaza will no longer pose a threat to Israel. Later this week, I will convene the cabinet to instruct the IDF on how to achieve these three goals, all of them, without exception.
During this week, which is Loneliness Awareness Week, experts want to share information about how trauma can make people lonely. The Blue Knot Foundation's president, Dr. Kathy Kazelman, tells SBS News it is important to support people who have had traumatic experiences.
As human beings, we often struggle to know what to say, and as a result, often what we do is head for the hills. And so what that means for the person is that they're left feeling, you know, often obviously distressed, but often a sense of shame as they try and work through what's happened to them.
In rugby union, Australia has named its 32-player team for the Women's Rugby World Cup in England this month. 15 of the players have never been to a World Cup before. Australia will play against Samoa on the 23rd of August. Coach Joe Yap says his team knows every game will be important.
We definitely need to hit the ground running. We're not taking anything lightly with Samoa. We know that there'll be some new faces in there from what we faced with the A team. So, and it is literally, as cliche as it is, it's one game at a time. And we have to be up for Samoa and we have to hit the ground running.
That's the latest SBS News in Easy English.